This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The last day for Jimmy Boy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Where are you going to do?
Where am I going to do? Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
Like a groper.
I know. Wow, we.
Groper in ripped out of the Indian Ocean.
Port Douglas.
Up there, Geraldton way. As we get ready for the final show of Old Jimmy Boy. Well-earned spell coming up.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Joey Montagna, speaking to him because he joins us next week.
He does.
Jason Richardson, because of massive racing, of course, tonight and tomorrow at the Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Idiot File times two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then a joke. Mm-hmm. Which I'm looking forward to. Idiot. I don't often look forward to them,
no.
But I am today.
You're going to laugh. Your last day.
I got a good feeling about today's one, and I don't often have a good feeling. Wow. Hello to you, final day fat.
G'day, Double D. How are you?
Good.
Are you wearing double denim?
Nope.
Yes, you are.
That's not denim. You're not even close to denim.
You got no idea.
Oh, have a listen to me. You got a V-neck T-shirt on.
Triple XL.
Yeah, your triple XL V-neck.
Gaz, man. You got double denim on. You don't wear double denim.
Is that denim?
No, yes.
I don't actually I think that is denim.
No,
sorry,
it's not
Bill.
Denim, idiot.
Anyway, last day, and we do have an idiot file on old Linguini.
So. I actually don't think that'll happen.
Yes.
Rosie with some feedback too. So, nice show ready.
Exactly right. How are you, rabbits?
Deep in the heart of England, by the side of a road, stands a massive stone monument that has mystified visitors for millennia.
Oh, not this shit.
It is called Stonehenge.
And Jim, it is shit.
I've been to Stonehenge. I don't think it is.
It's not that good. You go a long, long way and you think you're going to get the Acropolis or some bloody magnificent thing. And it's a few rocks, Jim, that are just sorted here and there.
I get it. It's not the Acropolis.
No.
But it's still decent. You've got a bad view of it. Liz Truss is going well.
Oh, well, hang on.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Don't risk missing all your team's matches at the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
Cheezle?
Yes. breaking news, Jimmy Boy, of course. So I have a listen.
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
Probably 12 or 15 hours old. But Liz Truss, gone.
44 days?
45 days in the job.
Shortest ever.
Shortest ever Prime Minister for Britain or the UK. She was the 56th Prime Minister. And you know what happened, Jim? Unfortunately, Jim, her party had no trust in her.
They
didn't trust her.
Well, I didn't say it. It was coming out of the UK at the time. Is that the most popular and best credentialed replacement for Boris?
Yes.
Was Boris.
Exactly.
That's what they were saying as it happened.
Well, guess what? He might be back.
I hope so.
Boris might be back. But
he enjoys a party. Boris likes it after hours.
Especially when it's all in COVID. Yeah, You're not supposed to have a drink.
Boris brings them in.
Brings them in and gets them all together. Team building.
He loves it, Boris.
I tell you what, it didn't start well for Liz Truss, the Prime Minister. This is, I think it's an Australian broadcast, talking about the Prime Minister as she entered the Queen Elizabeth's funeral. Have a listen. Mm.
No, hard to identify. Maybe minor royals, members of the... I can't identify them
we
at this point.
We can't spot everyone, unfortunately.
Minor royals, Jim. It's the Prime Minister.
She's actually the Prime Minister of England.
Things didn't start well, and then poor old Lizzie died 2 days later. So anyway, I don't know what she's going to do. She'll be well paid. I think she gets $200,000 a year, Aussie, for the rest of her life.
After 45 days.
45 days, Jimmy
I'd like to see Boris back. Well, Bill, it's just a train wreck that you can watch daily.
Yeah, well.
Isn't it?
Well, Boris. Well, this was a train wreck.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah.
But at least Boris does it with a sense of occasion.
He does.
Doesn't he?
And his stupid hair and all that.
All over the place.
Remind you a bit of our mate, Mal Meninga.
Oh, no.
Just a person out there making sure that I was, I'm buggered. I'm sorry.
Well, he's not the only politician that didn't last long.
No, that's
the separation of powers. Do you endorse that at all? Or,
Yeah.
But Mal was actually running. He got the gig, Jim. I didn't get the gig. Right. I was just speaking with Jeffrey at the time.
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Shut that.
Kobe?
Mal was in the job.
Oh, Malma.
And he lasted
8 seconds.
He didn't last long.
Nearly as long as he talked to those blokes at half time or before the
before
game.
The game. Before on the way up.
But he got and the then,
the, well, the brick with eyes was in there for a while.
Glenn Lazarus.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he?
Oh, not good. Anyway, poor old Liz, I don't know. She'll be right.
That's Bill's assumption.
Yeah.
You know, she'll be right.
They had this thing, right, on one of the tabloid newspapers over there, Jim, the Daily Star.
Yes.
And it was, will Liz Truss still be Prime Minister within the 10-day shelf life of a lettuce? So they had a picture of a lettuce in the paper every day.
Oh, no.
And guess what?
What?
The lettuce is still alive and Lizzie's
gone.
Mate, that's unreal. Anyway, all the best to Lizzie there.
Yes.
Go in. God's will. Oh, cricket. Cameron Green, Jim, has been brought into the Australian squad for the T20.
And the green man.
Because they think if Wadey goes down, Glenn Maxwell or Davey Warner can keep.
We did say yesterday we thought Cam Green had come in.
So I think I said that. And they play SCG tomorrow night, New Zealand. Big game.
Of course it is.
Big game. Because we always seem to knock them over.
The Enjoyers, and we need to just remind them of who the number one is in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes, the Enjoyers, Jim, yes. Melbourne United went down last night
What's
to the Snakes.
What's going on there?
Not going well.
Don't seem to be.
They lost their big man.
To the who?
The Snakes.
The Cairns Taipans.
Yeah.
The Taipans.
Well, in the industry, we call them the Snakes.
Yeah, call them the Snakes.
Taipans. 81-77. They should have won that one because they got a big game on Sunday against Sydney Kings, who won it last year.
Yes, the reignings.
John Cain Arena, get down there and barrack for the mighty United. Ray John Tucker stepped up in the last quarter. We need him to get a bit better. A couple of his recruits, and then they'll fire up. Andrew Brayshaw has come out and said he owes a lot of his success
to his uncle.
To Ross Lyon, not to his uncle, to Ross Lyon. Ross coached him for a couple of years, and he loved Ross, so that is
good.
He
did love Ross.
Yeah, he did.
He actually did. He had a great relationship with Ross Lyon and had a great opinion of him.
Yep.
Ross is a beauty.
He taught me a lot of life lessons, being an 18-year-old schoolboy coming into the league, so St Kilda would be very lucky to have him. And it looks like it's done. We'll ask Joey Montagna.
We'll get Joey on it later, but Tom Brown said yesterday, done.
Yes. Did you see what St Kilda did? They actually took a picture of Tom Brown and put it out there.
Yes.
And the caption was...
Exclusive.
Tom Brown at St Kilda training.
Yes.
For four days in a row.
Which was very good by the St Kilda media department. I like that. I like that, Jim.
Yes.
Cristiano Ronaldo. What's going on there? You're our soccer
man. He's not playing.
But...
And he's cracked him.
Well, he's been dropped from the squad at Man U.
Yep.
So he's been dropped. So he had a little
tantrum.
Well,
they played, I think, 2 days ago, and he didn't get on, and he left the bench with 5 minutes to go and cracked it.
Yeah, cracked it.
I know.
Yeah. But why isn't he playing? Someone told me he's too old and selfish.
He's a bit old, and the way he plays is a bit one-dimensional now because he can only basically score.
So could he go
700th
last week. But he's doing nothing, sitting on the bench. Right. Would he be better at another club?
Yes. So,
well, why doesn't they... do a deal.
Well, they might in the January transfer window.
Well, let's do that. So he can go and play.
Yeah. He's getting old, though.
Maybe he's had enough. Been playing a long time, 20 years.
Drop back a bit or go and play at home, his home
drop
club.
Drop back a bit. Well, he might go back to Portugal.
Go back to Portugal and help them out, a struggling club. How good would that be if he went to a struggling club and helped them out?
Is this part of your rappy?
No,
I think he's just asking me questions.
That's my opinion.
I'm allowed
to have opinions, Jim.
It's a question, not an opinion.
I think you were asking me for my opinion.
Well, I did, actually, and you gave me nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Brag artist, a big part of Friday's show.
Huge. Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And how is it possible that anyone can laugh at that?
If yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I have just made my 50th blood and plasma donation.
I finally finished my landscape apprenticeship after 7 long years, but it should only take me 4.
You're unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Yeah, I love the Brag Artist. Yes. We've got great prizes, Rabbits. What are we giving away?
We do a double pass for Australia versus England at the MCG in the T20 World Cup. Make sure you check out the ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Melbourne. Tickets at t20worldcup.com. And
you got any for India, Pakistan?
Athlete's foot voucher. That is sold out, Bill.
That is sold out.
MCG without even Australia playing.
I know. Sold out. Could have sold it out again, Jim. Yep. I'm going to start
here. Oh, you, Brucey Lee?
Yeah, yes, right because I'll get in before you do.
Yep.
Well done, Bill. You've carried the show for 9 months. You've carried the Rush Hour all year. I deserve employee of the 9 months.
You're so unbelievable.
I have carried it. When you look at the show, Bill's idiot file, Bill's joke, yeah. Bill's
what
this,
do you reckon
Bill's
the idiot
that.
File is?
It's just I put on stuff.
You put on stuff, do you?
Got one of you today, exactly so you've got one of you. Yeah, yeah. What's your brag artist?
My brag artist is Braden, my beautiful partner in life,
son. Stepson.
Has just graduated with not quite honours, but very, very nicely in year 12 at his valedictory, as we said, last end of last week.
Yes.
And he's going beautifully, and he's wandering out as a man into life. 6'7".
I know. Big boy.
He is massive.
Big boy.
So well done to Bray and all the year 12s who have just had their last week at school.
A lot bigger than you.
He's Bill, he's monstrous. Mm. I don't know where the bloody hell he came from because Lisa's not that big.
No.
And his dad's not that big either.
Oh.
Bloody huge he is. Anyway, he's a very good boy and out he goes.
Yes.
So well done to him.
So 133353, get it off your chest, brag artist. But really pump yourself up today. Pump
exactly
yourself
right.
up.
We want you to brag about something amazing you've done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So why do we hand segments over to you when you're not capable of delivering on them?
Mm. Very good point.
Right now, it's Friday Brag Artist.
Double.
Time.
Me and you, Jim.
You twice.
Yeah.
And ratings Brownless, they're two words that should never appear in the same sentence.
That's a oxymoron.
well
yes,
done,
it
Bill.
Is. Yeah, it is. Neil from Moama.
Hello, Neely. What's happening, mate, up there in Moama?
Oh, mate, it's just poured down with rain, which adds to the debacle that's happening with the rivers at the minute.
Yeah. So we've seen the wall of Echuca. Do you have one over the bridge in Moama?
Yeah, it spreads across the border in, keeping the water clear from the border.
Oh.
I've done my job keeping the border safe. So you need there in about 10 minutes.
Mate, the border in, that's a pub down there, and you've got to make sure the boys can all go there and have a frothy.
Well, I think it's the only place that's open too. I think most of the clubs are closed. Echuca's a ghost town. It's all sandbag.
Has a bridge closed between the two?
No. Look, the new bridge is a little bit blocked off on the outer side because of the floods, but both bridges are fine.
Righto.
All the best, Neil.
Yeah, it's going to be a big couple of days up there in Echuca, Moama, so all the best.
It will.
Yep. All the best, mate. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
We'll get to Shep. Yes. Mick's there. Hello, Mick.
They've had their troubles in Shepparton too. Mick, haven't you?
Yeah, g'day, boys. The same theme, a bit of a brag. I work at a primary school in Shepparton, and the teachers at Guthrie Street Primary School in Shepparton, I just want to give them a brag because the teachers are still providing work for the kids online, and this morning we had a heap of our staff went around and ripped out some houses that are flooded from kids that go to our school. So, you know, all the teachers were pulling out carpet and mattresses and beds and couches, you know, so doing some good things for our community and our family, so well done to the staff.
You're unbelievable.
That is terrific.
Oh, the clean-up would be shocking.
All
it'd
hands
be
on deck.
Mud and water and crap.
That's true.
Well done, Mick.
Well done. Josh Montrose. Hello, Josh.
Joshy boy.
JB, Bill, how are we?
What's your brag, Joshy?
I now have 3 learner drivers that I am currently teaching how to drive.
Oh, how do
you... You're unbelievable.
How do you have 3 twins?
I've got twins, and they're 17, and now I've got a 16-year-old who's also got her L's.
Oh, how are you going? Because you sit in the passenger seat, Jim, and your foot nearly goes through the floor, doesn't it? You hit the brake that hard.
Absolutely. Worst chauffeurs ever.
Well, Josh, it can get worse. My two learnt to drive on the old farm utes.
Yes.
So they think they're Peter Brock.
No, that's a problem.
And they got no idea. You're actually better getting him, Josh, from the start. At least they've got some respect.
True, true. Just need Mrs. H to help her out a bit more. So.
Come on, Mrs. H.
Get your oar in the water.
Yes.
Stay there, Josh.
Yep.
Tommy Leopold. Hello, Tommy.
Tommy.
JB, Fat, Ramsey, how you going?
How's Leopold? Buddha Hocking, of course, Coach Leopold, to the grand final. Didn't win it, but a good effort by Buddha. What happened, Tommy?
So I'm a primary school teacher, and on Tuesday this week, I saved a child's life.
Wow. You're
so unbelievable.
That's incredible. What happened, Tom?
We were eating lunch, and he was getting stuck into a banana. And I noticed he was struggling a bit, and he was choking. So I was like, oh, shit, all right. So I placed him halfway down, pushing my palm into his back, as you're supposed to do, five times. Nothing was happening, did it again. And then I could see it coming out of his mouth, so I quickly put my fingers in and scooped it out. And, yeah, he was fine and all good.
Jeez. Not the Heimlich remover or whatever it is. It wasn't that, Tom.
Say that again, but what was it?
No, don't worry, Tom.
The Heimlich remover.
Oh, my God. Hey, well done, Tom. That's a bloody good effort.
Lucky it's the last show, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not mine.
No, Bill's on for another 3 weeks, Tommy. Stay there. Daniel Romsey.
Oh, Daniel.
Brian used to be out there. Hello, Dan, man.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Boyd. My mate's out there.
Yes. What are you bragging about, Dan?
Mate, I'm buying a Ford Mustang.
Yes!
Wow.
All about me now.
Beautiful, mate. Big thumping 5-litre in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Manual, black on black.
Manual.
Boys, look out.
How old are you?
39.
You just said, stuff it. I'm going to buy what I want.
Yes, absolutely. It's my time.
Bloody oath, Dan. They're a joyous beast too. Quality.
Where can you take them?
Anywhere you want.
Everywhere, Bill.
Righto.
Thumping coupe.
Ford Mustang.
Especially to the beach. Take it to the beach and look out.
Well done, Dan. Daniel, stay there. He's always happy, Dan.
Maybe white, basically.
Mitch Donnybrook.
Hello, Mitchy boy.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What are you doing, Mitchy?
Today my brothers and I just passed $18,000 raised for the Cancer Council this week. We started on Monday.
Yeah.
So basically my mum's currently going through some pretty heavy chemo and is losing her hair or has lost it. And we decided to, all three of the brothers would shave their heads in and go out and strengthen there. And the generosity of people has been, it's been incredible, humbling. Yeah. And we passed 18,000 this morning and on the way to 20 grand. But it's almost, people just keep donating and it's incredible.
So where do we donate, mate?
It's at the Cancer Council. The page is it's for the Sons of Anne. That's her name, Sons of Anne Archie.
Yep.
And I can send you the link via Facebook or Instagram. But it's been absolutely humbling to see the amount that people are donating to the cause in my mum's name.
Sons of Anne Archie at the Cancer Council. Well done, mate. Yep. Well done to your brothers. $18,000 already.
In a week.
Yeah. Well done to the Donnybrook
people. That is bloody good.
Well done, Mitchy. Three brothers getting together.
Ah, that's good.
That's what quality. You love. That's Australian.
No, of course
that is
it
very
is.
Much
Unlike
Australian.
The bastards looting people have had to abandon their houses. How do you do it? Speaking of Australian, that's un-Australian. That's disgraceful.
That is.
Where are the prizes going, please?
Tom Leopold. He saved a kid's life.
Yes.
Tommy, we're going to send you a double pass to Australia versus England for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup October 28th at the MCG.
Wow. You bloody ripper. Thanks, boys.
Enjoy that, Tommy. Dan wins something.
Dan?
He's gone and bought himself a chariot. Oh. Yeah, the man who loves his cars.
Yes.
He's gone and said, bugger it, I'm buying a black-on-black Mustang. So what does Dan get?
We'll send him along to the T20 World Cup as well, Australia versus England at the MCG October 28th.
All right, everyone else, because we've had such a ripping setup and it's my last show.
Yeah.
Triple M prize pack.
Triple M prize pack. What about the athlete's foot vest?
Oh, athlete's foot. Well, I was going to say Dan should get that because he's going to need some nice treads to drive his car rabbits.
All right, we'll send Dan the $200 athlete's foot voucher. Fititude, your physical and mental best with a perfect fit from The Athlete's Foot. Now, that's fit.
Yeah. Right. Well said.
I thank like you.
Mm. Anyone else fat you want to single out?
Well, everyone's getting a prize. Yeah, pack. So ring it's back good. Now and just see Rosemary or Whitney. They'll love it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've been asked to wrap this up now three times.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Righto.
Bill, the Spring Carnival, we are giving you a chance to score $2,000. All you need to do is head to giddyupflemington.com.au. That's giddyupflemington.com.au. Search for the Rush Hours Tipping League. Enter your tips for each race of the Spring Carnival, and the person with the most correct tips at the end of the carnival will win $2,000.
You know what this is? This is glorious. Fair dinkum glorious. the Derby Day, Melbourne Cup, Oaks Day, Stakes Day. It's just glorious, Rabs.
Well, thank you, Bill. For the glory and the glorious Melbourne Cup Carnival tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Head to giddyupflemington.com.au. Chuck in your tips. All you need to do is search for the Rush Hours Tipping League and you can win $2,000.
Glorious.
Thank you, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Born? I went for a long time thinking the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl was in Sydney.
Jewel. On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
and a much more successful member of this show than Liz Truss is a member of British Parliament.
Well, what intrigues me about her is that she's 11 months older than me, but looks 25 years
comfortably
older.
Comfortably 25 years older. 45 days she's lasted.
How long have you lasted here?
27 years?
27.
No, she will be, Liz Truss, the butt of every English comedian's jokes for the rest of her life.
Great. I'm all for it. I'm just thankful it's not me. Now, we were reminded how much you hate Stonehenge at the beginning of the show today, which reminded me that we got a message from a guy called Bevan Stokey on Instagram when you were away.
And
I piled it, you know, put it to the side.
Yes.
Is a very, very far away photo of actual Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
And all Bevan has done is written, Bubble Guts was right, the Stonehenge is boring as batshit.
Yes, spot on. Dwayne and I went. I think we climbed over and actually sat on the rock.
We used to be able to get closer to it.
Well, back in the good old days, exactly. Yes. You could speed down that highway.
Okay. this is a message on Facebook from Jenny Yamilla. There's a thumbs up on Wednesday. And then yesterday, well, actually this morning at 1:34 a.m, hello, Triple, where are you from? Should I reply, Bill?
1:34.
Just called you Triple.
Triple. Who replies?
XL Gazman.
Yeah, yes.
Susie Harback is replying to a conversation we had yesterday about how we're going to need to replace Ross Lyon potentially on the Sunday Rub.
Sunday Rub, yep.
And you mentioned a few names, but Susie's saying, I vote for Blair Brownless to replace Ross Lyon for Triple M footy on Sundays. It's, Susie.
That's Blair's other
half.
What do you call it when you have another handle? That's what we'd be using, Blair.
Oh, like a burner account.
A burner account. That'd be Blair.
We had Blair on the boundary down in
Very
Hobart.
Good, Blair.
Not really at all.
Very good. King of Tassie.
Added nothing to the broadcast.
He did. He was actually all right. He was all right, Blair. I'll stick up for him.
Chris Judd, three votes for me.
And me. Yes. I used to love working with CJ5. Mm. Bring him back.
Yes.
Joel Richardson sent us a message saying, is Nick Revolt coming on in the King of Kings absence? He is great. He is great, but he's in Texas.
He is.
And the time difference, not going to work, but hopefully early next year we'll get him back in.
He tells some good stories.
He's good.
We love the alpaca.
He loves it over there.
Doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Sends the kids to school.
Mm-hmm. Wears his cowdy boots and hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbecue.
All hat, no cattle.
It's so good. Ethan Ward sent us a message saying, G'day, Ethan from Alabama, just an American who likes his footy and rugby league. Got a few tough words for Bill to try to say. I have a friend in uni who is a tennis player from Slovenia, and I would like Bill to say his hometown and two of his peers. Well, Ethan, we don't know how they're pronounced either, so I'm not going to do that. But thank you for your message.
I can't even say Slovenia.
Did I not say it correctly?
No, you did. You were good.
Anyway, you had a joke yesterday that was mildly amusing. Let's hear a bit of it, Rabs.
Oh. I used to love building sandcastles with my grandma until Mum took her ashes away.
No. That's a lot of ashes.
That's a lot of ashes.
How big was grandma?
Big girl.
Eb021 commented on Instagram going, looking at the size of Bill will tell you how big his grandma was.
Actually, poor old granny wasn't that big. I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk about it.
Right,
that
your big. Own grandma.
Yeah, yeah, my own grandma. Yeah. Yeah.
But the highlight of yesterday was Bill's nemesis had an absolute Todd from Barwon Heads failed to deliver anything yesterday, and you Nothing. Actually got one up on him, which was delightful to see. The video's gone off on Instagram, TikTok, and all the rest of it. Nathos 28. Bill gets one up on Todd. That was awesome. Was hoping for a swear at least once. Enjoy your break, King of Kings. Whoever takes your seat has a big spot to fill.
Of course they do.
But I don't think they'll live up to the standards, but I hope they can.
No, they won't.
What a giant suck.
Yeah, exactly. They won't.
Exactly. Well, Joey won't, and bloody Daisy won't.
Oh, no, they're good. They're young. No. Actually turn
Fresh.
Up.
Fresh.
No.
Not at 4 o'clock or 5 to 4. They might turn up a bit earlier than you, which would be hard.
Bring zero to the table, those two.
No, they'll be all right.
Well, Daisy's pulled out on lunch today.
Yeah, well, he's
Who does that?
Moving house.
Is that what it is? Yeah, so you say yes, but then don't turn up.
Well, that happens, Jim. We all make mistakes. That's why there's rubbers on the end of pencils.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to the next hour and 10 minutes of working with you.
Thank you, Hose.
Don't be facetious.
No, I am. It's another hour and 10 to go, isn't it?
Yeah. You've had a month longer than normal, Hose, so that's
privileged.
How gracious I am.
What's been his best bit?
Anyway.
Couldn't answer.
I can't eat to read them.
Good.
Nothing stands out.
I'll tell you
out.
What the best bit's going to be in about 65 minutes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I ate 4 alphabet soup today. Cans of alphabet soup today.
Oh, no.
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Oh, big second hour and then I'm done.
Oh, I know.
Done like a dinner.
1 hour to go.
Jason Richardson, idiot file.
Keep going.
Second idiot file.
One on
there
me.
There would not be anything you could put into a second idiot file.
I know you never get anything wrong, but
no, that's true.
Guess what? You have.
No. Anyway, and then a real bad joke and yibbida, that's all, folks.
You done?
But before we do any of that, let's get to a man who's just recently been in Fiji with you.
Yes.
Of course, he's going to be here next week.
Yes, in your chair.
As the main man of the Rush Hour next week. You'll enjoy that.
Not sure about that.
And, of course, also across everything that's happening at St Kilda.
Oh, yeah.
But at the moment, we find him at one of the best establishments in this town. Joey Montagna, welcome to you.
Good afternoon. Good evening, boys. How are you doing?
Where do we find you, Joey?
I'm just at the ESPY, Bill. We're waiting for you boys to arrive when you knock off. It's just a bit of a Triple M end of season catch up before JB and everyone else takes their 3 or 4 months off over summer.
Exactly.
We've just got to get together for one last little catch up. So
who's there, please?
The roll call.
Well, I'm not sure how Juddy got invited. He's no longer Triple M, but he's sort of Triple M life member. So Juddy's here.
See Juddy, 3 months.
So there's a good little turnout, and there's a few more coming soon. So looking forward to it.
Damo, he'll be the first there, last to leave. You watch.
He will.
Well, Damo organised it, so he's doing well. Damo's all over it, so he's holding court as well. So
let me guess, there would have been some late withdrawals.
Who you reckon?
Well, let me just have a wild stab at who would have pulled out late.
Right. Who?
N Brown.
Nice.
N Brown, he's thrown out the old gastro. We'll try to work out what are the odds of getting gastro on the day you're meant to come to a bit of a work lunch, eh? About 100 to 1?
Yeah. No.
He's got gastro all of a sudden.
Unbackable, N Brown. Let me throw another one at you.
The long neck?
L Darcy.
Yes.
Darcy, busiest man in Melbourne. Not sure what he's doing, but he hasn't rocked up. He's been a late withdrawal as well, spot on.
Well, I'll tell you who would be there. Daisy. He loves a drink and a bit of a chat.
And apparently Daisy's doing something as well. He couldn't make it. So, how do you do a late cancellation?
Is Ross Lyon there?
We're waiting for Rossi to rock up. I think Damo, that's why Damo organised this lunch secretly. I think he was trying to get Rossi here just to get the latest. But no show from Ross Lyon at the moment.
When is that announcement coming, please? You know more than anyone.
Exactly.
No, well, I need to put this to bed too. I don't know more than anyone. I was with Bill in Fiji. I was with Bill in Fiji when we found out. We were sitting together and we saw the tweets and everything come through that Brett Ratten had been sacked. I had no idea that the club were thinking about sacking Brett Ratten. So it came as a bit of a shock. But it does feel inevitable, doesn't it, that my old coach Rossi will get the job. So
I had eyeballs in Fiji.
Yes.
My mail was that it was nice and around the pool and everyone having fun. And then the old Greek wombat had just slide sideways with his phone around the side. 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then back to the pool. Back. And then about 20 minutes later, back out and around the side. There was all sorts of business going on.
Yeah, I wish I had that much pull, JB. I know there's been a few reports. I've already pulled up. Damo's been one of them that thinks that all these past players had some sort of influence. But no, in all honesty, most of the Saints boys, none of us had any idea that the club were going to go down that path of sacking Brett Ratten. But we do know Andrew Bassett really well, and I know he's an impatient president. He wants success. He doesn't want the club just to be average and just to be okay. He wants to try and win a flag. So it's a big call. We know it. But yep. If there is one man that can sort of, you know, get that club back up to where it wants to be at the top of the ladder, it is Ross Lyon.
What about what he said? My heart has been opened up. What does that mean?
I'm not sure what that does mean. That was that his way of trying to be romantic? I think that's about Ross trying to be as romantic as he gets, I think, with that sort of saying. But, no, look, I think this is his chance to come back to the club that he got so close at. And, you know, the one thing missing from him, there's a lot of talk about his coaching, but he's a terrific coach. And the one piece missing is his legacy piece of winning that elusive premiership. And what better club to do it than St Kilda, have won the one in 150 years. So it's going to be a lot of eyeballs on St Kilda for next year and going forward. But we all do know, anyone that played under Ross knows that he is a man that will drive high standards, high accountability, a real elite performance.
They all love him.
Well, because he was a great coach.
They all love him.
He's a great coach.
List manager?
Oh, list manager. They need a new one there.
So they got no James Gallagher's always manager, Bill.
Well, not what we're hearing.
A little former midfielder who then went and became a very unaccountable halfback flanker.
Kicked out from behind.
That's it. Is he going to wander down there and look after who comes and goes?
I wouldn't have thought so. No. I'm too enjoying my time at Triple M too much, boys. There is going to be a shake-up, no doubt. And I think my view was the right call. I think just the club wanted to continue just to be, you know, be average and have a sort of an average list and, you know, a game plan that was keeping them just around that sort of eighth spot or just outside the eight, they would have stayed there. But they're going to have a crack at it. They're going to take a bit of a different approach. And hopefully for all the Saints fans, eventually it ends up being the right choice.
Hey, Fiji was fantastic. I was over there with Joey, his lovely wife, Erin, Noah, beautiful little boy. And then there's Florence.
Florence, little boss lady.
She's too.
She's hard work, Bill.
Oh, I don't know how you do it, Joey. She's got the loudest scream or screech or whatever you call it, doesn't she? She just clears the restaurant.
JB, Bill wasn't as helpful as I thought he'd be. I thought he was going to help out with some babysitting duty, maybe just at least do something. No, he couldn't run further enough away when the kids started screaming and needing some help. Bill was out of there in a hurry.
Joey,
he
never did it with his own kids. No, so how are you going to start doing it with yours?
I'd forgotten.
No, that's true.
I'd forgotten, and you would have, how hard it is they're little mugs.
Yep.
You need a holiday after your holiday. Yep. Done, Joey. And we went to and played golf last Saturday, Caulfield Cup. They had a nice day there playing golf.
Without clubs or a ball.
Didn't have any balls or any clubs. It was fantastic. Joey drank 15 Kronas, and the Greek wombat was a bit wobbly, Jim. He was a bit wobbly.
I tell you what, Bill, how nice are those Coronas going down? A nice hot day in Fiji. They were coming out in buckets, JB.
I
tell you what, it was like cordial. We couldn't drink them quick enough. It hit me by about dinner time. I was done by about 8 o'clock.
You should have seen him.
Fair enough.
Asleep.
Now we look forward to seeing. I won't be here, of course, but you'll be in Monday and dominating next week on the Rush Hour.
Thank you, JB. And I do have a couple of stories that I'll say for next week about Fiji and Bill.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Well done. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. How can one bloke be that stupid?
Channel 7 will be trackside tomorrow to deliver all the action from Moonee Valley for the 2022 Ladbrokes Cox Plate Day. Don't miss a minute live and free on 7.2 from 11 a.m. and Channel 7 from midday with Bruce McAvaney and our mate Jason Richardson.
Melbourne Spring Racing Carnival heads to Moonee Valley tomorrow for the Cox Plate.
State of Rest just in front of Adamo. State of Rest holding on. State of Rest, I think, has just won for the Emerald Isle from Adamo and Very Elegant.
Here to preview all this weekend's racing action, please welcome from Channel 7, Jason Richardson.
Been busy, our man.
Oh, I have.
Not only on screen doing wonderful work with weird hats.
And strange ads that we saw on Channel 7, 78.
Camera too close
too
to his
close to his bald head.
But then also lunch a lot. Like, what's going on here? Lunch is Richardson.
Yes.
What are you talking about, lunches?
Well, I can see the great Bruce McAvaney.
Channel 7.
Giving him a drawing. And then next
you're with
one.
The Get On crew.
Mate, I've had no lunches whatsoever. I've just arrived from Perth.
thanks for watching the WBBL last night. Perth Scorchers versus the Melbourne Stars at the Wacker.
What a beauty. Who won?
Where they've knocked down our buddy, good mate, Inverarity. They've knocked down Inver's stand.
Oh, what?
Can you believe that? It's a disgrace.
That is a disgrace.
So poor Inver's has no longer got a stand. The Marsh Lilies are hanging in there, but they're going to refer the Wacker. And the Scorchers, the defending champs, got up in the second last delivery.
I'm looking at the photo
Thanks
here.
Thanks for that.
Get on, cast mates.
Good chat, champ.
I don't know what restaurant you're at here with the get on cast mates, but yeah. I can see
who.
A man who's there've been many guises for this man.
I know many played footy.
He played footy himself, and then he returned for North Melbourne many years later on as a small forward. Then he was a race car driver, and then briefly a boxing ring announcer, and
the most powerful puncher.
Campbell.
What are you talking about? What lunch? I'm a little annoyed out. I think I must have missed
a lunch. Looking, you're sitting with your stupid bald head right next to the ring announcer. Do you ever bring up with him the fact that we play that every now and then?
We play it regularly on Get On because he absolutely butchered it. The man got carried away.
He did.
Speaking of Get On, let's have a look tonight because this is where we've got to get a bit serious.
Oh, hello.
The Valley. So 10 races, or I think 8 races tonight.
Eight tonight.
Then 10 tomorrow, Jim, all at the Valley. So how's the course going to hold up? But what do we like? Because nice race tonight, the old Manicato.
The Manicato's a beauty. What we're going to like tonight is leaders early on in the night.
Right.
Depends on how much rain is around. So check out the track early on, and then when we get to the big race, Coolangatta's going to take off 1,000-metre specialist. Yeah. She's going to hum along in front.
Yep.
There'll be a bit of pressure with Best of Bordeaux right behind them, just smoking the pipe.
Yep.
Will be Bella Nipotina and Palele.
Where's Palele?
Smoking the pipe, that Bella Nipotina and Palele will come out, charge at the line, and either of those two will win, or if they overdo it at about 20-1, Huey Bowman on 11-11 might cause a boil over that we'll talk about for a decade.
I see. Craig Williams in good riding form. We only saw him the other day down at the Ugg Boot.
The little Freckelodeon.
That was at the Geelong.
Did he win the Ugg Boot Cup?
Geelong.
No, he didn't win the cup. During the meet, we had a look up there, and his mush was mid-interview. Can't miss him. What about tomorrow, please? Arguably, pound for pound, the best race we put on during the year. Who's winning it?
Australia's best race and the best 2 minutes in sport. Everyone will be backing Animo. He'll be $2.10.
Yes, but
we won't be. We'll be backing the international horse who we've spoken about a long time. And I think, Bill, you're set at 25.
You told us this about 2 weeks ago, Richo.
2 months ago, I think you'll find
Go back. Righto.
El Bodegon is his name. The horse that he ran second in the French Derby. That horse that won that French Derby ran second in the best race in the world, the Arc de Triomphe. The horse who ran fourth in the Arc. The form is absolutely superb. Damien Oliver jumps on. Chris Waller takes over the training. James Ferguson, his original trainer, arrived in Australia, gave him that. You look at Trent, he's a small little thing. He's like little Gary Ablett Jr. But he's dynamic.
Right.
He'll be sitting right there on speed and he will defeat Animo and he'll still get about $8.
$8 there. Zaki, any chance?
Big chance inside barrier.
Yeah.
I've got a slightest query over him at a real intense 2,000 metre race. He reminds me a little bit of you, Bill.
Big and
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant when you're playing against poor opposition. But in the really big I don't know if he's the one I want to count on.
That's a very good analogy.
Kicked a lot of goals in finals.
Not that many.
Kicked a lot of goals in finals. Anything else at value before we love and leave you, Jason?
What I cannot believe that I saw. Banker's Choice at value in the Crystal Mile. And I have had a tough week because I've been trying to unsee you and your budgie smugglers.
Oh, no. How good.
What possibly went through your mind with a new squeeze to present in your worst possible state poolside.
Guess who took the photo?
Relationship breaker.
Richo, don't worry about this. We had some nice social media feedback, including Bill's appearance on the front bar where he got the Triple XL Gazman pink shirt on.
Yes.
And the feedback after that photo was certainly not a Triple XL down there.
No. It was cold and I think in Fiji.
It was cold in Fiji. Yeah, exactly. Hey, good calling across the weekend. Can't wait to see one of the premier race days on Channel 7.
And the best caller in Bruce.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but gee, they taste kind of
peppermint-y.
What?
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless, and a Fruity Friday joke still to come.
Yes, and only the one idiot file, is and it surrounds you.
We'll see about that.
Will we?
We will, Jim.
Yeah, yes. We will see.
I'll have a go first, and then you might
and
be
and then
up,
you
my
might
friend.
Go again.
No.
With a double, a 1v2.
A double.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. Now,
has he got a Christmas album coming out?
Oh,
has
he will have.
Probably.
Ours is the only market he's successful in.
I know. Every year.
No one else listens to Michael Boomer.
Boomlay, bloody Christmas hits.
Fat. Yes. What sort of nick do you reckon you've been in this week, especially coming back from Fiji?
Monday, not great.
And?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tick, 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 tick.
We haven't finished Friday yet.
Haven't we?
No.
We're supposed to be on the piss. Hurry up.
So here we go with a parting gift for moi.
Wow.
As I head off for 5 months of well-earned time away from you. Hit it, rabbits.
Now, Canada, your mate,
yes.
Quentin. Yeah, so Canada is the fifth most... Listen, no, the country that listens to the Rush Hour, the fifth most. Nat Fife has grown a goatee.
So what?
Well, Jim, have a look at it. There's a photo of him. He's got a goatee.
Well, so what?
No, I just liked it. It just tickled my fanty.
Fanty.
Fancy. I've been reading a bit about Glenn, and what they say is great bloke, great promoter, but not a great bass player.
Bass player. Can you believe that, Lee? Bass. Yeah.
Hump day quiz. So ring now.
Oh, no.
111.
No.
1-3-3-5-3.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
Jim.
And I thought we'd done the same thing on Saturday with the rub.
No. Jim. Blasphemous.
That don't say anything. What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
And I like how he goes with robbers because he can't say burglars.
Well, they're robbers, Jim. They're not burglars. Max the other day had to buy some masks. So I drop him off at one of those fabric joints or draper joints, whatever they're called.
Draper joint.
What's it called?
I don't know. A draper joint.
Oh, shit. What is it called?
Spotlight.
Spotlight. A Lincoln. Mackay.
G'day, boys. Bins.
What are you listening up there to us? How? Freo coach Justin
Longmire.
John Longmire.
John Longmire.
Longmire.
And Justin Longmire. They're two different people.
The Freo coach.
Yeah.
The podcast rankings have come out for Australia worldwide. Yes. They just come out. They bring them out on the printer. And did you see your former president, old flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club?
Is it Weet-Bix? Or Weet-Bix?
If it's one, it's a Bix.
I'm having one Weet-Bix.
Mm. Oh, so if you have five.
You have one Weet-Bix. That's the plural.
What's it say on the package?
Weet-Bix?
Yeah, with an X.
It's its name.
That's an interesting plurals and things, isn't it? English, the new captain, Ben Stokes, Jim. Yeah. His first game back. Guess who he plays for over there in the county cricket? Worcester. Worcester. What is going on with Collingwood, your mob, by the way? With silly surnames. McCreary. Yeah. Givenan. Crisp.
Ginnivan.
Quisp is hard to say.
Quisp.
Hoskin Elliott. Myercheck. Kanor.
He's calling him Quisp.
Quisp.
Big game tonight, Jim. Thursday night footy. Triple M footy rocks. This will be good. The MCG at 7 o'clock. Brilliant. Really well done. Well done, Triple M, by the way. Yes. Haven't heard much about it, but no one's given us any QTOS.
Any what?
QTOS. Is that the word, does?
I'm not sure you want QTOS, Bill.
So Longwood kicked 9 goals, 3:57, Jim. Yeah. Got defeated by Violet Town.
Violet Town, yes. They Violent kick... Town.
Violet Town.
You wouldn't want to live there.
No, Violet.
I've just bought a joint, Mum. Oh, really? Where have you bought it? Violet Town.
What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit what? A bit bristle.
Bristle. Yeah, when you don't drink enough milk and stuff. What's that called, Jim?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Osteopubis,
that's it.
Not pubis.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but, gee, they taste kind of
peppermintly.
Oh, no. What? They taste like peppermint.
Peppermintly. Oh, no.
Guess what happened when the girls, the Diamonds, they beat Jamaica, who beat them in the pool
home
game.
And away,
yes, exactly. They won the gold medal, and it is their 1,000th gold medal that Australia have won.
Give another what? Go. Another
1,000th.
Go. A third go.
That's 999 plus one. yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Jing. Oh, my God.
So he's had a big night, Gil.
He's had a decent go.
He's had a crack at it, hasn't he? Good on you.
Oh, yeah.
He's just letting the ears down, Jim.
Well, Bill, he's done an amazing
letting
job.
Letting the ears down.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure he's letting his ears down. But,
pin your ears back.
Pin your ears back or letting your hair down. You can't let your ears down.
I'd pin my hair back and let my ears down.
Matty.
Jim's the star.
No, well, we know that. I know that because the boss doesn't even tell him off for swearing and everything. But
no one would believe how much you get paid.
If a nice pie, Damien.
Yeah.
Old Fat gets a thriller.
So he's got his phone and he's talking to the girl that he's asking for one more ticket for tonight.
Yes.
No idea. And then at one stage, he stops talking to her for a second and then realises he's got to continue the conversation, picks up his earphones and starts talking into them like they're a telephone.
Oh, well, I'm not ambidextrous. Oh. Tim, I'm not. Oh, I can't do two things at once. Hey, well done, Normie. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac.
Thanks, Bill.
Coming up later today.
Well, I don't like it, Jim. You know what it is? It's bullying Bill. Even bullying Bill. I never said I was a great singer. I'll have a go.
Well, you're not.
Yeah, I'm no Rihanna or Robbie. I know that.
Or Delta.
Or Delta. I'm more of Eminem.
What? Well, you're a rapper.
No, what's the ones that Vanilla Slice or whatever they're called? What are they called?
White and pasty.
No, Vanilla. That's it. That's who I am. I'm more
Vanilla. Vanilla.
So Riz87 sent us a question on Instagram saying, I want to hear Billy say this phrase that I'm passing to you now quickly three times. It's unique New York, please. It will be gold. Go ahead.
Unique New York, New York. To say.
Why do you think he asked you to do it? Try again.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York. There you go.
Get out of one.
There it is.
Just be careful with the sunscreen.
Why?
Because you've got a lot of surface area.
Yeah.
And you're white coming out of the Melbourne winter.
I'll be very careful.
So you need to be careful.
I know. I might spend a bit of time indoors.
That's it.
Just get yourself acclimatate.
Acclimatate. Yeah. Acclimatate.
Yes.
Yes.
It went down to the wire. Yes. Went down to the last ball. Very good there. Mm-hmm. But the team of the moment at the Minia.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Well, you
what
know,
is this?
At the minute is Nabidia.
No!
How do you say?
You're going to have a third go.
Fart out of your mouth.
Namibia. Well, I've been practicing out there. Jesus, how do you say the bloody thing, Namibia? Are we on air?
Yes.
Oh, we're not.
We're on air.
That is... Where's Bridge?
Oh. Namibia.
Namibia.
I need a spell.
Namibia.
Namibia.
They're
spell.
Out of the World Cup.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
That again is bullying.
When he called you Jing.
Oh,
Some of that is unfair editing.
I said to you, Rabbits, a good mate of mine, Gary Simpson, played on the Australasian tour for many years, a fine golfer.
Yes.
Would have won a lot of tournaments if he'd actually bothered to practice. But he texted me the other day. He said, that Namibian shit, he said, that is the funniest I've ever heard.
Actually, what did you say I farted?
You farted out of your mouth.
I did.
Don't know what happened to you.
Oh, no, my God.
Well, I nearly said it in the lead up because I was that excited to say Namibia.
Oh.
So anyway.
Namibia.
Yes. Namibia.
Namibia. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're out anyway. We don't have to.
You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Not for another 4 years.
Right.
And I don't reckon I won't be here.
Anyway, joke next.
Yes, and then I've got something.
Oh.
Or do we go back to back here?
I think we're going back to back because we finished the show with a joke. I don't know if you remember.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well done. Good, Bill.
Not really.
We'll get better at it each week. Each week will be better. Now, Jim, I know you think you're always right.
Am.
Just says am. Geez, he's entitled. But sometimes you're wrong.
I don't think so.
You're actually wrong, Jim.
Don't think.
And you're not perfect. So as a parting gift from Moy.
Moy.
To Jing. Enjoy.
You did call me Jing.
Enjoy.
Employee of the villa that Cristiano Ronaldo. And, of course, the big astronaut. It reminds me, I'm starting to sound like Bill. Every time of this show's day.
Yes. We try and get it out, Jim.
We get. Can't wait to be a part of the quiz. Jim. Thump your name out. Have some fun. And the prizes are amazing. 1-3-3-3. Hey, you found one in Josh Gibkiss. He looks like a ready-mader already, if that makes sense.
A ready-mader already. Write that down, Matty.
Because, of course, Rafa Nadal is up against Sharapalov.
Sharapalov.
That'll do.
Shapopalov.
Shapopalov.
Alex Dimonor, he got beaten last night.
I saw that.
Yes.
Never really felt like he was in that one for me. I know where we're going.
Yes.
Where are we going? To a break because you chatted to Shaquille.
Oh, Shaquille, did I?
Got to say it correctly. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal.
Write that down,
and
Rabbit.
I want Fat the Willoughbys.
The Willoughbys. Oh, get that. Get that. Beautiful. Sucked in.
He was the legend of the caper.
He wasn't allowed.
Celebrated.
Yeah, in the room.
The old hotel room.
What happened to the TV?
Pounding
on the TV. It was in the pool.
Oh, girl.
He thought it was one of those televisions you watch in the pool.
He thought he was a member of Deb Lefson, or what do you call it?
Get it right, Jim.
This extraordinary run for the Collingwood Football Club has brought them to this venue on a Saturday afternoon to take on the best team in football. Huge day at the SCG. High ball for Chol. And for Chol for Aaliyah. Gone, Liberatore, surely. Lucky to get away with it. Richards got rid of Rochelli. Or Rochelli, even. Have you spoken to Harry about the big arrival at Arden Street?
Ooh.
Ben?
Well, yes, actually, Ben probably more appropriately, but H, because I know there's a fierce rivalry between the two of them.
No, you actually meant Ben, so you're trying to turn it around. But
love it, Ned. Love it, Jared. We are going to a break.
You had to go to footy commentary.
Yeah, well, you stuffed up a bit there. And general.
You had to go into football commentary to try and find something.
When we had Mrs. Mackay on and you got it wrong and you're trying to backpedal. Beep, beep,
did it
beep,
beautifully
beep.
Too.
No, you did not.
Did it beautifully. What
else? Shaq. It's just Shaq.
Do you know why I was so careful saying that?
Why?
Because you'd called him Shitquill O'Neal. And then I got it in my head. This is the problem for me, Fat.
Flepsen?
Because I work with you.
Yeah.
But I start doubting my own ability to pronunciate.
So sometimes you get things wrong.
No, it's your fault.
Jim, sometimes you get things
it's
wrong.
It's your fault.
When you go away, and you're away for 3 or 4 months, have a look in the mirror And sometimes you're wrong.
You know what just happens say that to when yourself. I go away?
Yeah.
I work with people like Tim Lane and Alison Mitchell.
Yes.
And then I speak beautifully.
Yeah.
It's only when I get back
How
around
much
you.
How fun do you have? F-U-N. Oh,
lots.
Fun bags? How much?
Fun bags.
I don't know if you can go.
Yeah, you're
that.
Calling me a set of bosoms.
Yes.
What the hell?
Oh, well, that was a 2.5 minute JB idiot file. Bill's full length 8.5 minute idiot file is on the listener app.
Poor Bill. Poor Bill. Joke next.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB, Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes.
Yes, it is, and I'm done. That's as it.
Yes. Hey, well,
it's been a good year.
Been a good year.
Yeah.
Ratings okay.
Oh, unbelievably good.
And also.
I'll fall away a bit now.
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast going nuts.
How are we going with that?
We probably should get a little remuneration on the bag of fat. Sort that out for us.
Listener? Anyone listening in there?
Of course there are.
Absolutely.
But what we've got now is a little fruity one to finish.
Yes, please.
Allegra Interiors, Melbourne's premium curtains and blinds retailer. For a free quote, search Allegra Interiors.
Billy, Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose.
It's still got that.
Oh. Yeah.
Stupid free quote, of course, Allegra.
Yes.
For all your curtains.
We thank Allegra very much so for sponsoring your joke.
Now it's Allegra. He's put an I in there.
A-double-L-E-G-R-A.
Allegra, yes.
Yeah, so very good.
Yeah,
right okay. Right by the way, it's been great working with you for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. You've been good.
I'll be back, I think it's about the 23rd of January.
Mm-hmm. I think you complete me.
Oh, my God.
He's quoting Jerry Maguire.
You complete me, Jim.
He thinks I'm Renault Zellweger.
Yeah. Do you want to thank the others while we're here?
Fat.
No, you don't. Right?
No, we've had a very nice ceremony for the other ones, which you didn't think about.
No, that's true. And, geez, you went overboard with the budget. Could have just got him a nice little shitty bottle of champagne. Not the mum or whatever you bought. Jim.
Yes.
Back in my early days in Geelong, I dated a girl with 12 breasts.
Really?
Sounds made up, doesn't it? Look, he's laughing.
Doesn't he? He likes it.
Yeah, got him, doesn't it? Look at him. He's actually laughing. He can't say anything.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad, Fat. It's taken all year.
Yes, and I got you to laugh.
Not bad.
Wow, I'm so happy. Well done, Fatty. Fatty Bombard's come good. Oh, doesn't it?
Well done, Fatty.
So happy now. Woo! Have a great time, Jimmy boy.
Hey, won't see me ever again.
Maybe next year.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.